You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with more health and wellness with Tarik Maddox. He's the NFL trainer. He trains Frank Gore and Lamar Miller, and he trains me too. And let's hear what his tips are that he has for you. He's got his notes ready, giving me the fist bump, and we're ready to roll. T, what do you got for me today about summer wellness?
Hey, thank you for having me again, Jim. Well, I want to talk to your audience today about weight loss, working out this summer, and trying to shed at least 7 to 10 pounds and how to do that.
Wow, I think most people would be interested in learning. Tell me more.
All right. What I do recommend this summer is to drink lots of water, no refined sugars, no sodas. I know that's a tough one, guys, Pepsi and cola.
No, man, not me. I don't drink sodas. Pepsi, and I don't need any more of that caffeine and sugar like that. You got to be kidding me.
You're doing a great job, Jim. Stand away from the sodas.
Thank you, sir.
No white breads, nothing white, no white sugar.
Okay. Well, I use the refined sugar, the raw sugar. Is that a little better?
Much better. Much better.
I like the much better. It's even better than a little better.
And typically, people like to skip breakfast and starve themselves. You don't want to do that. That's what gets the metabolism going in the AM. So don't skip breakfast, people.
Well, I have a smoothie. I even put that almond milk in so I get some protein going.
Unsweetened almond milk, right?
I don't know. Whatever Vivian gets me. Vivian, it's got to be unsweetened almond milk.
That's right. Double check that.
All right.
And don't be a couch potato this summer. There's plenty of things to do, guys. Go to some water parks. Get out. Keep it moving. And no fast foods. Stay away from the fast foods.
Now, you say don't be a couch potato. One of the things that really helps me keep a perspective on how active I am on a day-to-day basis is my Fitbit. What do you think about those personal trainer Fitbit things? What do you got on your arm? You got anything on there?
I don't have my Fitbit on right now, but I usually don't.
What are you wearing on the other side there? What's under there?
Nothing.
Oh, it just looked like you had. You see, because you got the Fitbit on usually, it made your sweater move.
It kind of aggravates my right arm, so I usually don't keep. As long as I sweat, I get a good workout, I feel like I did something. So.
Okay, well, what about the normal person who doesn't break a sweat when they get out of bed like you?
You got to intensify the workout. You got to make it challenging. Find a friend. Find someone who's better than you, who you want to be like or who you admire, and try to work out with that person or someone close to that person on that level.
Now, you and I work out together, but you don't push me. That's the number one thing is, what do you tell me? You say something like, what is it? Listen to your body.
Absolutely. You want to listen to your body. Your body is very smart. It won't allow you to do more than what you can handle.
So then no pain, no gain is really not the smartest way to approach things.
No, I think I said in our last segment, you know, back in the day, we did things that just was out of the normal. But nowadays, we have to do things right to stay healthy.
Yeah, what you were referring to is when I played my 3 days of high school football and they made us get ice, but we could only hydrate with ice and sit underneath the sit. We couldn't sit underneath the trees. We had to sit in the sun. We couldn't sit on anything. We had to take a knee and eat ice. That was it.
That's right. There were some disciplinarian coaches back in the day. And
Coach Bertani was a tough man.
Oh, yeah. He was tough, man. And did he give you fruit?
No.
No fruit?
No fruit.
I don't know how ice. I don't know how you guys survived back then.
I don't know, man. I don't know about those guys. I just went in the back room, threw up, and said, this ain't for me, and went out and got a job.
Well, I tell you, Jim, I want you people to eat fruits, keep it moving, stay active, take the stairs. Don't try to find the closest parking space, like I said in our last interview. And find a start date. If you find a start date, you write it down, put it on your wall, and you're more likely to start on that day.
Now, what about putting together a systematic approach over the summer? Are there things that you'd want to do during the summer that maybe you wouldn't do during the fall and the winter? Maybe working out in the pool more, something like that?
Absolutely. Well, in the winter, you don't want to work out in the pool. That's when we get sick. So you want to keep it indoors as much as you can. But if it's a little bit warmer on those days during the winter, you can, you know, take a walk around, a brisk walk through the neighborhood, around the track, something of that nature.
Now, how about keeping it different? People, they have this thing about CrossFit. Mm-hmm. They have the boxing. But what if... Isn't it could be just as simple as one day doing cardio, one day doing, I don't know what you call it, wouldn't be cardio, but weight training, I guess?
Strength training.
Yeah, and then maybe different exercises on different days just to mix it up. Isn't that, what do you think about that?
Yes, I do recommend mixing your exercises up as much as possible. You can typically mix them up every other day or so, or every 4 weeks.
If you're mixing it up every 4 weeks, does your body need to take a break when you're changing it? How often should somebody give their body a break?
At least 24 to 72 hours of rest and recovery. So if you work out on Monday, you did a hard workout, you feel like you need some rest, you can go back at it on Wednesday.
Now, how about somebody who's been working out on a regular schedule for 4 or 5 weeks? Do they need a break? Maybe take a week off? Or how long before you do need a week
Absolutely.
Off?
Absolutely. Once they've completed the first phase, which would be maybe the first 4 to 6 weeks, before the second phase, you may want to take 3 to 5 days of complete rest and recovery. No exercising whatsoever.
Now, what are some of the exercises that would be different for normal, regular person like me versus the NFL guys? You know, you give them all these exercises, they work hard, all that other stuff. What is something that translates for me?
It's going to be a completely different approach. So with you, Jim, you're going to start, you know, I would typically start you inside, indoors, where you won't get so hot so quick, opposed to an NFL player or a collegiate athlete. They start out in the summer, on the grass, in the field, in the hot sun. That won't be your approach.
Yeah, well, what we do is we warm up, and we even warm up indoors, walking around indoors on the treadmill and on the not even the treadmill. We do the elliptical, and then we just do regular walk. Why don't you like the treadmill?
Treadmill kind of gives your back a little bit of a woozy, you know, in and out of its compartments and stuff around your lumbar area. Too much impact, it's not good for you.
So then that's why we don't do it, because I have the bad back.
That's right, Jim. I got to keep you health. It's all about health and wellness with you.
Now, tell me how people can get in touch with you. Then we're going to do one more question. Then you'll tell them all again, and then we'll be out.
Guys, follow me on Instagram at Tarik Maddox, Twitter, Tarik Maddox also, and Snapchat. You got to get a Snapchat account. Miami trainer Tarik Maddox. That's Snapchat.
Okay, well, you're going to have to train me. You and Don are going to have to come over to the house and open me up a Snapchat account and tell me how to do Snapchat. Now, Tarik, what's one last thing you want people to remember about hydrating and working out this summer?
Guys, just stay away from the sugary drinks in the summer. Drink lots of water. If you feel like you need to drink a soda, go ahead and have a Perrier water or some coconut water, but stay away from the sodas and the beers, folks, in the sun.
Oh, listen to you. Vivian just brought home Perriers and Palms, and she's mixing up Perrier and Palm, making her own sodas. You are so cool. My wife is always ahead of the game on this.
Yes, sir. She's very smart, and Vivian and I are about to start our wellness program as well.
Well, then I'm going to need you to come back to talk about what you've been doing with Vivian in the next few weeks. You promised to do that?
I promise, Jim. I will do.
Now, how are people going to find you, T?
Guys, go ahead and log on to Snapchat. Follow me, Miami trainer Tarik Maddox, or on Twitter at Tarik Maddox.
All right, we got to do this to end the health and wellness session.
Good job, guys. Thank you for listening.
All right.